Preface. The central message of the book. It is rapidly becoming possible, at the level of the human cell, to prolong life, or possibly even to reverse aging. The message is a leap beyond the usual strategies for living healthfully. Although nutrition, exercise, and disease prevention are covered in detail as well. Immortality of the living human cell is within our grasp. Genes in the cell control cell aging. There are genes that cause cell death. They are known as self-destruct genes. These genes can be turned off. Beyond that, various inherited genes predispose each of us to certain life-threatening diseases. Genetic manipulation is being developed to negate the effects of these predisposing genes. Some diseases are already being treated this way. Genes exist in the chromosomes each of us inherits. The end of each chromosome is called a telomere, which is made up of DNA. The telomere prevents mutations, abnormal recombinations of the chromosomes, from happening. The telomere is maintained and repaired by an enzyme called telomerase. If telomerase is activated, a cell may be induced to become immortal. If telomerase is inhibited, cells die. This has great implications in cancer treatment. Cancer cells multiply in a bizarre fashion indefinitely. Cancer cells eventually take over the host body and kill it. Specifically, making the cancer cell die without damaging the person is the goal of all cancer treatment. Every organ and tissue in the human body is made up of specialized cells. Specialized cells arise from the stem cells found in the early developing baby, the embryo, in the uterus. It is now possible to grow new specialized organ and muscle cells from stem cells. Stem cells are present in the amniotic fluid, which is the liquid surrounding and bathing the developing baby in the uterus. These stem cells from the amniotic fluid can be removed without harm to the baby and have been shown to be capable of developing into specialized cells. When a baby is born, a blood sample can be saved and stored indefinitely from the umbilical cord that attached the fetus to the afterbirth or placenta. If this child unfortunately happens to get leukemia in later life, she or he can get a curative stem cell transplant of their very own cells, a perfect cell match. The stem cells will evolve into new healthy blood cells, and the affected person is cured. The entire field of organ transplantation, the replacement of hopelessly diseased organs by healthy ones, will be revolutionized by the ability of new organs that will not be rejected by the body of the person needing the transplant. Recent studies seem to show that actual reversal of aging can be brought about by regeneration of the thymus gland and immunorestoration. Survival strategy. It is finally possible to prolong healthful, useful, enjoyable life beyond the biblical 70 years. In order to achieve this, each of us needs a survival strategy. Some components of this strategy can be achieved by the individual, while others involve understanding and being active in issues that impact the whole nation and society. Each of us can logically expect to survive healthfully to an advanced age only with a stable, advanced, educated society in which random and directed violence is guarded against and largely eliminated. General measures of public health, including the presence of a safe and assured water and food supply, and protection from disease agents by vaccination and other means, must be in place. The environment should be free of debilitating levels of noxious agents. We should not use substances that can irreversibly harm us. The classic example is cigarette smoking. This one habit, once more prevalent in men, marketed to women as somehow equalizing them, "You've come a long way, baby," has taken lung cancer, which currently, in the vast majority of cases, is caused by the carcinogens in cigarette smoke, from being a minor factor in women's lives to being the single greatest cause of cancer deaths in women in our society today.